Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
And we're in.
The celebrities are born on this podcast.
Oh my God, I think we should do something we haven't ever done and play out something from our show.
Do you think?
No, actually we do, because we do Mysterious Call. Well, we used to. I think we want to stop that now.
Yeah, no, we need to focus on other things, or Heavy D, our loyal listener, will get involved and he's going to poke the bear and say that we're getting lazy.
Heavy D did message me and he says, God, I sound like an awful asshole. But I said, no.
No, you're honest, Heavy
no,
D.
No, and that's what we want from this community.
God, look, we're not perfect.
Godforsaken community.
We're not perfect. But did we just do the most perfect interview with Codaline?
No. No, we didn't. So it's funny because Nathan and I, like, all these presenters seem to be... Do you find it weird when artists come in and they all seem to be friends with the presenters?
Yeah.
And me and you are sitting there like lemons going, when does this happen? When do we become friends with them?
I've always wanted to befriend Picture This because I think they're going to be a huge band. But I don't know how to. I don't know. Should I just travel to a thigh? That's where the two boys are from.
Yeah.
And should I just go to the local?
Are we just too socially awkward for it all?
Maybe.
Because they come in and they... So we're in building with 98 Today FM. So Codaline did an interview with 98 with Today FM. All hugs. What are you doing? Those things? Blah, blah, blah. Me and you are sitting there. I know you're thinking the same as me. He goes, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, they're all friends. And now we have to go interview them at the end. And then we're like, who are these guys? And I hate having to introduce myself every time I meet them because I'm so self-conscious that they wouldn't remember me.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Why would they, though? They meet so many different radio stations.
Because they know everybody else.
Yeah. And, that is true.
It's a thing. See, I think we dropped the ball with Picture This. Picture This and I was so busy, so big. They came in when they just had their first few songs. Do you know what we need to start doing? DM them afterwards and just goes, thanks so much for coming in. That was hilarious today.
Oh, that's a great tactic.
See, I think Codaline are too big now. I think Picture This is too big.
Do you think I could DM Steve afterwards today and be like, hey, Steve is the lead singer of Codaline. Could I just say, do you want to watch a game sometime?
He's a United fan, isn't he?
I think so. I don't know if I want to watch a game with him.
Why not?
Because I'd find it stressful.
You'd have to make conversation that you organise this mandate.
And I have such a big ego that people will be going up to him for photographs. Yeah. And I go, hey, what about me? We do a podcast, Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. It reached number 47 in the iTunes chart, the comedy category. But who was checking over the weekend?
So how me and Nathan usually do, or Nathan and I, excuse me, grammar.
Don't worry, Nazis. You're in a safe place.
How we usually do it is we usually plan it out meticulously, an interview. But this week we said for Codaline, we go, let's just go in a little bit blind. Let's just see where it takes us. I said, I'll have the relevant information. I'll have the information. I'll make sure that they know we're pushing the stuff we need to push, the new single, the new album. I said to Nathan, empty the mind.
What you did to
just
me.
Just go free.
I had a dog leash with my collar around my neck. And you, as many dog owners do up in Killiney Hill, you took off my lead.
Yeah.
So I felt like a mad dog in that studio. I could do whatever I wanted.
So we walked into a studio that we don't usually go into. And there's four microphones.
It's a Today FM studio. It's absolutely huge. Now, our studio, I'm not complaining.
Don't complain. Don't you dare.
But good Lord.
Small.
It's small. Little basement. Oh, small.
Hey, it doesn't matter about the studio. It's what comes out of the microphone that's important.
Damn right.
No, comes out of the speakers. Goes into the microphone. Out of the speakers.
It comes out of the microphone as well.
Yeah.
Because we're so good.
That's a go we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's your boys.
So I walk in and I just had to print one thing off the computer. So I left Nathan with Codaline. Codaline were in front of the microphones. Nathan was sitting on the edge of the desk. Not in front of a microphone and unaware
I thought it was a microphone.
And unaware that there's no microphones in front of him.
It was just a silver pole.
And wasn't going to try and find... The silver pole was a microphone, but it was going to somebody else. You were at least 2 meters away from the nearest microphone. And you didn't care.
I didn't care.
You were there having a chat. I felt like you were their agent and I came in and kind of turned and looked at me. Like I broke up a conversation.
Well, it was beautiful because you were sitting in the big seat with all the buttons and your opposite Codaline. And I'm kind of like the gangly fifth member.
So then Steve, the lead singer, had to offer you the microphone and you were like, oh, thanks very much. And then I got off to a bad start.
I think you got off with a very strong start.
Okay, I'll tell you what. So I remember I was watching something about interviews and what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to, I'll bring my notes in as a backup, but I'm not relying on my notes. So I go, you don't have to remember that much. All you have to do is remember the name of the single that's just been released, the name of the album, and the date.
Are we going to plug it here?
I can't remember
it. Oh, crap. I can barely remember their names.
Mark, Finney, Jason, and Steve.
Well done.
So I went in, I go, this is the plan, Nathan. I'll start with a good question, got to do with their music, got to do with their album, and then you just, you go like a Rottweiler.
You'll set the atmosphere in a nice, safe place.
So what we're trying to do, we're trying to gain trust first.
Yeah, of course.
We know what we're talking about. You're on here for a semi-serious interview. Like, we're not going to completely take the piss, because you're going to get us a bit of words. So I go, guys, you just released your single. I was like, fuck, I can't remember the fucking name.
Oh, did you not know the name?
I looked at, if you listen back to the interview, you'll hear me stutter. And I looked down, and I couldn't read my
what was the name? What did you say?
I said it properly, but I didn't say it fluently, okay. And I looked like I didn't know the name of it.
Yeah.
And then I asked a kind of question that was supposed to be kind of intelligent, but because I messed up the name of the single, I go, ah! So it's a lesson. There's a lesson in broadcasting.
What was the question?
I said new single. There's a story in the video, and I go, it seems that in all your videos, there's a story in the song, but also you like to convey it on a video. I go, do you purposely try to do that?
Intelligent. That's bright. That's very Joe Rogan.
So I said that.
Their answer was long-winded, and I was frankly getting bored. So then I just said, guys, I'm a big fan. I love Made in Chelsea. Now, I watched that show religiously, and I remember 2 or 3 years ago, they performed on Made in Chelsea. It was like a rave scene, and Steve from Codaline is up on stage. So I just said, how did you get involved? Yeah. What was that like? And you could see they didn't really want to talk about it.
I don't think they wanted to talk about it. Also, the fact that you found their music through Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
I don't think they really enjoyed that. Then I brought it back. I tried to talk. I saw on their YouTube channel. I go, right, this is something they want to do. They're pushing Codaline TV.
Oh, very interesting.
Doing Gogglebox.
But then I got bored from that.
Yeah,
and then I
so
said,
bored.
I went, guys, do you ever like go to big celebrity parties and walk by Selena Gomez with like a six pack of Tuborg?
And then you said at one stage that you were sitting on the couch in your boxers with your father.
Yeah.
Then I think Mark looked at me kind of going, are we being punked here? Then I kind of started a little bit kind of, I needed to keep the room.
You were getting scared.
So I tried to make it serious, but then Nathan started getting confident with his stupidity and started cutting across me.
Yeah,
I started doing that.
I did.
And the problem why you were doing that is because you thought you were having a little bit of a conversation with the lads. Well, I was watching the audio being recorded in, seeing everyone speaking at once.
Yeah.
And I had to try and control it. I had headphones on and you were just screaming over me. And I go, have some decorum, man.
I forgot we were doing a radio show.
You did.
And then I was saying how I'm single and I'm on Tinder and how I don't want to die alone. And they seemed interested in that, and then I made it musical because I said that I'd bought a keyboard from Germany, the Thomann keyboard, and they went, yeah, we love the Thomann.
Rock on.
It was one of those interviews that went by in the blink of an eye, and I felt strange afterwards. I felt dirty. I felt like I left a hotel room with some sort of...
It was about 10 minutes time. You might have felt it went out like a blink of an eye. I certainly didn't, because I had to try and control you and the room. And so when you listen back, I think, will you put it in the end of this so people know the reference?
You'd have to listen to it first. I'm scared about some of the stuff I say.
Like what?
I said some very defamatory things about Macklemore.
No, we said he may have been on drugs when you...
I said he gave me some.
No.
And that's defamatory.
No, sorry.
And that's a lie.
We don't have to put that in.
Yeah.
Because that's the at home. So that's not actually the interview. That's his normal conversation.
Okay.
So we'll have to cut that out.
I do bring up the ex quite a lot.
And?
Is that too much of that?
No, doesn't matter.
No, not
it's okay. Well, I didn't say anything about her.
Okay. Look, you said
you went on holidays and she started shifting someone else.
Yeah, that was weird, actually, thinking back about that.
Yeah, probably that could be a sense of truth.
We'll see about that.
So I think we'll put it in the end. So people, but the thing about it is, I sound like such a nerd in it. Because if it was a podcast-oriented interview, I could relax more, but I was trying to have a radio in mind.
You need to defend yourself, brother.
I am defending
myself.
Do
we need to edit that? I'll give it an edit.
Do we need to edit it?
Yeah.
For the radio show?
For the podcast?
No, we're not putting raw.
Raw?
Up to gotta get it wrong.
Okay. I'm just exhausted. I'm quite sleep deprived.
You have a long day ahead as well. It's only 1:30 on a Wednesday and you still have to go watch the United game in town. So you're going drinking tonight?
No, I'm not going to go drinking.
Definitely are.
Not.
You're going with a wild... Are you going with Aussie Pete?
Aussie Pete.
Will we give him a call?
Friend of the podcast, Aussie Pete. He could be working. Yeah, sure. We'll give him a call.
So if you don't know who Aussie Pete is, Aussie Pete is one of our friend Deborah's friend's boyfriend. and we've talked about her before. I think we might have given her a call as well. There's a few people we got a call, and Nathan met Ozzy Pete. He came over here, moved to Ireland, and now has an Irish girlfriend. Nathan met him one night out. They became friends. They go to the pub together to watch Man United games. And at first, here we go. So I think they want to go to the, Nathan wants to go to the Hilton Hotel as opposed to somewhere atmosphere.
The thing is, this man, he's going back to Australia at Christmas time.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
For good. I'm going to miss him. Here we go. That's his number. Can you also pass me my headphones?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, look, I know the Hilton Hotel doesn't sound the coolest thing in the world to watch a match, but I don't like loud, noisy, sweaty pubs. I just want to sit there and I actually want to enjoy the game.
I want to pretend to be on from the Australian embassy.
Jovicic.
Okay. What?
Mm.
Like the
footballer? He's very interesting family tree. His parents are both Welsh and he grew up in England and then he lived in Singapore for a few years and then he moved to Australia when he was like 14. So he had such a weird accent. But you'll hear it now. He's so Australian.
Hello.
Hello, is this Peter Jovicic?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Peter. I am Dean O'Malley calling from the Irish Australian Embassy on Leeson Street.
This is great. Yeah, go on.
I hear that you have been living in Ireland for up the last 6 months and we're just checking on your visa credentials.
I'm getting nice and laughing in the
background. Yeah! Ozzy Pete, welcome!
I'm falling for it again.
Ozzy Pete.
What's up, motherfucker?
You've just been murked. Ozzy Pete, welcome to the podcast. Please do not swear. You swear like a sailor.
Ozzy Pete,
yeah, I hear you. You blame me when I have mates like you.
I hear you're... That's nice, he calls you your mate.
Yeah, you were mates.
I hear you're going to watch the match later on together.
Yes, we are.
Where do you want to go? Because Nathan wants to go to the Hilton. We were discussing this. He wants to go to the
Hilton.
Yeah, somewhere quiet. You want to go somewhere raw with a few fans. It's a bit more exciting than that.
The big benefit of the Hilton is that it's real close to home for me. So.
It's close to home for Pete and it's comfortable.
I feel like you can't really get rowdy. You know, my true United fan inside of me can't come out. I have to keep it.
Yeah, you've got to
down a bit.
But why don't you go to somewhere like the Bleeding Horse, which is also near the Hilton?
Yeah, see, the Bleeding Horse is where I thought where I was originally thinking.
But you don't come over here to Dublin and want to watch the game in a hotel reception.
It's too late.
Yeah, especially the Hilton. But Nathan, we're not all posh twats.
Yeah.
Ozzy B.
We're all bogans. We're bogans.
Yeah, Pete's a big old bogan.
We didn't all go on our six-year holiday to France with our parents.
Yes.
Well, where the hell are you calling from? It sounds like you're in a cave.
Where am I calling? You're calling me.
Okay, well, where are you answering your phone?
I'm at work, yeah. It's blowing a gale outside.
Man, surely you should be taking the day off. You can't be doing wires in weather like this. Could you electrocute it?
Well, I'm in a basement. Locked away in a basement.
What are you doing? You sound like Anne Frank.
Yeah.
She was in the attic.
When you go back to Australia in the future, do you think you're going to invite me over to spend time with you?
I guess.
You know, one time I met up with Ozzy Pete and he was like, it's so surreal being in Ireland, you know. I don't have many friends. The only person I hang out with is you. And he's looking at me as I'm like drinking a gin and tonic and I'm eating the berries from the glass. And I'm so uncool. Do you think I'm cool?
Well,
Ozzy Pete, we'll let you go. We'll let you go back to work.
There's a difference between cool and whether I like you or not. I definitely like you.
But you're not cool.
That's
on that one. Ozzy Pete,
you can't win them all.
Enjoy the game tonight, brother. Thanks for talking.
I'll see you tonight, Ozzy Pete.
Just a tip for next time. Whenever I get a call from an unknown number, I know it's you instantly.
Oh, until someday it isn't.
It's our signature move.
Thanks, Pete.
That's why I paused the first time when I went to call you out. And I was like, hang on, let's see where this is going.
Gotcha.
He gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He gotcha again, Ozzy Pete.
Nah, don't drop your wallet or I'll be the bleeding horse tomorrow.
Good luck. Bye.
See you, brother. Right, see you later on tonight. Take care. Ozzy Pete, what a gent of a man.
He's so good looking as well.
Yeah, very cool guy.
Do you feel cooler hanging around with him?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. He has a full-on sleeve tattoo. He has a piercing in his nose. He wears the best clothes in the world.
Nice guy. Where's he from in Australia?
So... Uncle Snork, I'm right in thinking he's from the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Ozzy Pete, he is kind of further up away from Sydney. It's very rural. He is a bogan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Now, what I wanted to say was I went out last Friday with a friend of the show, Sean. We went to a Today FM night out. Now, that's a rival radio station, but we're friendly with some of the people there.
Owned by the same one.
And we were there in the, what is it?
Jimmy Rabbit's
on Camden Street. I haven't been there before. So we go in.
It's all right, isn't it?
And, you know, a little bit socially awkward to begin with because people, they've been there earlier than I have, so they're a little bit tipsy. And myself and Sean, we're just standing beside one another. Do you know, just at the beginning of a party, you're thinking, this could be a very long night. And also, I was thinking I was going to get the last start home. No problem. No problem about that.
No problem, baby.
But then I see friend of the podcast, Lenny.
Of course you do.
Now, Lenny, if you listen to this podcast, you know that Lenny, in the past, he's been quite annoying in my life. The first time, the first incident, I was on a Bumble date in Dorky. 2 minutes into the date,
jeez, what happened to her?
I hear, well, 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 you sex pest. And it's Lenny. And he destroys the date because he creates an awkward atmosphere and he makes me sound like a predator. So that's strike one.
Strike one, you're out.
Strike two. Gary Neville is in this building.
Yeah, we all know this
story. In awe. I want to see him. I want to get an autograph with him.
Kiss him.
Lenny comes up to my desk and starts hurling abuse at me. And I'm thinking, look, Gary Neville is right there. And Lenny just doesn't. He doesn't blink an eye. He doesn't see Gary Neville. And he embarrasses me in front of one of the greatest football legends in the world.
Sorry, I'm not talking because I'm trying to get his audio.
His recording.
He said it. So what happened? What happened, Lenny? Like, can I say, is Jimmy Rabbit's the place where they have actual portaloos as toilets?
Yes,
in the back.
I really don't like that.
Yeah, you can't get comfortable in
Who
there.
Who wants
at all.
To be in a portaloo?
So how was Lenny? Like, why am I being sent audio clips from Lenny?
Okay,
what happened on the night?
Strike three happened on the night. So I'm there at a Today FM function and bracket networking. Because you don't know. You could work with these people in the future.
Yeah, you never know. It's
and
a very small industry.
Didn't know these people too well. So I just thought, this is a really good opportunity. So I'm there and I'm talking to big bosses. And at one stage, I'm speaking to the CEO. And you know that we've had a little incident in the past.
May I?
Yeah.
Nathan,
Oh, you're going to say, I was going to say just the hospital.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Nathan twice, at two different occasions, has dipped his fingers in this. Our current CEOs, this is a prime example of you never know who you're going to work with networking. He wasn't our CEO at the time. However, Nathan pushed his fingers in his drink and then started playing with his hair while he was.
In my defense, I thought that's what he wanted.
And now he is our CEO.
Yes.
So this is why you have to be very careful. And even when you're at other people's nights, you never know what's going to happen.
So I'm having a great time with the CEO. And I'd spoken to Lenny briefly beforehand, but Lenny would be one of those people at a party that you speak to for the first 10 minutes and then you want to leave him alone. Because you just don't know. He's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And Lenny,
you don't want to be associated with someone like that.
Not at all. Like, and Lenny always says, like, oh, I don't smoke. I always think Lenny smokes. He doesn't smoke. But then I'm speaking to a CEO.
What's that
got
to do with anything?
Well, the first incident.
Oh,
I'm just saying the first. So I'm speaking to a CEO and Lenny comes along and he has a cigarette in his mouth. It's the wrong side. I don't even know about smoking, but Lenny's eyes are wild. He has the wrong cigarette in his mouth.
Dude.
The wrong way. And he has a chicken drumstick in his other hand. And like, it's one of those, you know, chicken drumsticks where you have loads of sauce on it.
Jesus.
So it's all over his mouth and he has a cigarette dangling from his mouth. And he's just like, hey, Nathan. I'm like, oh, like it's so, I was embarrassed, obviously.
For him?
No, for me. Because I'm like, oh, great, I'm associated with this guy. Then the second time, so that's the first incident. I'm like, it's fine. I'm able to kind of laugh it off because CEO is looking, going, oh, Lenny, how are you?
Yeah.
Second time around, I'm in the toilets and you know the portaloos section.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
Three portaloos in the beer garden and that's the toilets in Jimmy Rabbit's.
And a lot of people are waiting outside. And Lenny and I, we're in the toilet. I go into my portaloo. Lenny's outside. And I can hear him when I'm in the portaloo and he's just shouting abuse at me.
Yes.
He's just shouting abuse and it's so loud. He's just like, dude, are you whipping out the snake? Like he's becoming crude. And this is a work event.
Speaking of toilets and stuff, I was going for a wee yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone was in the cubicle behind me, comes out, and all I get is pushed against the wall.
Who was that?
With my fell in my hand. And then all I hear is, dude, I really hope that's Graham. And I go, Lenny, why the hell would you push me and not someone else?
He's aggressive.
He goes, dude, I thought I was a 13-year-old work experience student. And I go, jeez, fair enough. So
last thing he did.
Oh, there's more. God.
He spilled drink on my shirt. Oh. Of course he did. Okay. And it's what's expected when this man is demented.
Okay, so as always, per always, whenever Lenny, that's what happens if they started dating. Whenever Lenny and Nathan have an awkward encounter, I hold court. Because I always hear there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
The first story about the sex pest, there was only one side because he agreed with everything you said. Secondly, there was a bit of variation in the Gary Neville story.
Yeah, that's true.
But mainly, I think you were right as well. So let's see. Did he make a fool out in front of CEO? Did he spill a drink on you? And did he shout obscenities to you while in the port-a-loo? Here we go. Here's Lenny's side of the story.
How are you, lads? Lenny here. Once again, I find myself...
Sorry.
In the-
I walked past the toilet like 2 hours ago and I was thinking, why is Lenny talking to himself in the disabled toilet?
Oh, for God's sake.
It was so loud. I could hear him in the toilet next door. Okay, here we go.
In a toilet cubicle in Today FM Towers, having to defend myself about the, from the absolutely disgraceful and libelous allegations made by Mr. Nathan Tallman from Spin Breakfast. And all I can say is I'm just sickened, appalled. Sleep has been lost. The lawyer's been contacted. Injunctions are due to be made. Regards him coming to talk to me on Tuesday, regards the events of Friday night, I would say that, first of all, the chicken drumstick in my mouth was me actually doing an impression of Hannibal from the A-Team. There was nothing involving me doing anything sickening with a drumstick. And the cigarette that was in my hand, no, nothing at all. I don't even remember smoking anything that night. And when I entered the toilet cubicle, I don't think I was shouting aggressively. There's no way I was shouting aggressively. My voice has only one fucking volume, and that's 11. Jesus. It's incapable. And have you seen how tall he is? And have you seen how small I am? I have to shout up at him continuously. Next time, I'm bringing a stepladder so I can whisper sweet nothings into his little tall planet spinning ears. That's all I'm going to say. And finally, when I was on my hands and knees... in the toilets, I was actually looking for a contact lens, even though I don't wear glasses or a contact lens.
What?
Then I just wanted to have that feeling. I'm a very empathetic individual, and I wanted to know what that feeling was like to lose a contact lens on a night out. It's as simple as that. Who doesn't? And as as for spilling a drink, I was offering him a fucking sample of the booze that I had that night. There was nothing else, no other. There was just no motive behind it. So the fact that I have to continue to defend myself is a disgrace. I'm appalled. I have family. And Nathan, you're going to be hearing from my solicitors. All right? Thanks a million. Cheers. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh. Well, it seems conclusive that he has his side of the story.
Well, what does he say?
He was looking for a contact lens. He was feeling empathetic, I will say. So the guy's going away party, it was Joe Donnelly. He has been previously on the podcast many, many years ago.
We love you, Joe.
So Joe put a screenshot of his conversation with Lenny on Twitter. And this was the morning after. And Joe goes to him, being like the gentleman that is, "You get home okay, dude?" And then Lenny responds, "I did indeed. Cheers, boss. Got a cab. Went to say cheerio, but you're on the decks. Excellent night. Hope you had a good one." And then Joe responded, "Dude, I helped you into the cab." So I'm
like, who are you going to side with?
For 3 weeks in a row, I'm siding with Nathan.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
It is unbelievable. Now, we're 27 minutes through. We have a lot of things to do. I want to blast somebody, we need to also, we've got two emails and we've also got to ring somebody. So
wow.
I think we can only do one of those things and we'll save the rest for next week.
Sounds good.
Because it's 27, half an hour, and then we also have to put the code line thing at the end of it. So what do you want to you choose? Do you want to call someone? Do you want to call Deb? Do you want me to have a bitch about Sean? Do you want to read emails? Then we leave emails next week. So.
Well, we have a go calling Deb.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
But it's not likely she's going to answer.
So, we'll call her...
I think Blast Sean is going to happen.
We'll give Deb a go.
Let's just give Deb a go. If you weren't listening to last week's episode, I was speaking about how Deb, one of my best friends, we went on a night out. She invited
me. Let's call her on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Yeah,
back to the family house. And she asked me if I wanted to share a bed with her. Completely platonic relationship, but Graham, you're thinking that maybe she wanted something more from me.
Okay, second now.
I hear her
she's
side
of like,
the
hello.
Story.
Her big old London accent.
School voice.
Through.
Come on, Deb.
Answer your blimmin' phone.
Yes. Hello?
All right, Deborah.
Deborah!
Where are you, Deborah? You're on the podcast.
Yeah, stop it. I'm at work.
Deborah, you're on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Please do not swear.
What are you doing
right now? I've got a mouthful of bread.
Of what? Sorry?
Oh,
sorry. I thought you were going to say something
else.
Deborah, we just got to wrap up something that happened up in last week's podcast about you trying to get Nathan to take off his clothes and hop into bed with you. What's the story with that? What happened with that? I'm worried about your friendship because the three of us were very close and I wouldn't want something happening between you two because that would make things awkward for me. So where do you stand on this?
Do you want to know the Daily Mail full party line?
Yes.
He wishes.
Oh! Oh my! Is that the headline?
Deborah, can you tell us where you were at this time last week when we tried to ring you?
I was on a plane to Porto to hang out with Ronaldo's team.
Cristiano Ronaldo's
his
team.
What's his name? Jorge Mendes. What his name is?
Jorge Mendes.
No, I wasn't with him. I was with his his mates, Ricardo and Miguel.
Is one of them his brothers from the documentary?
No, they're not related, I don't think.
Okay.
And how was that?
No.
What did you do?
Oh, it's super confidential, top secret.
What's he bringing out? What's he bringing out?
Uh-huh.
What's he bringing out?
He's bringing out a few things.
Range of sausages.
Reveal more. Hashtag
Ronnie's
next month.
Ronnie's sausages.
What?
A range of sausages.
I mean, he's got biscuits, so there's no there's
does
no
he actually
what he can do. He does.
What are they called?
I don't know, but we didn't do them.
Do you think a lot of people are going to find your voice extremely attractive on this podcast?
I don't really think about it, to be honest, but you always say that to me. So.
It's a nice tinge of
so.
Rathfarnham and London.
I don't sound like I'm from London.
I'm just
well spoken.
What are you? What's the plan today? What kind of brands are you
working on?
Giving hell to today?
Giving hell to?
You're like, we need more sales.
They give hell to me.
No, you'll give hell to them.
Working on a very exciting celebrity project with a really premium brand, actually, at the moment.
It's Nicole Scherzinger
again with perfume.
No, it's bigger than that. And I'm going to be meeting with the CEO tomorrow, and then I'm meeting another big high level.
Shania Twain.
You know who it is? It's Rita Ora.
Ugh.
Yuck.
I hate Rita Ora.
Hashtag vom.
It's not her.
How do you know? Is it her? Is it?
No, I'm meeting with two brands tomorrow to discuss celebrity partnerships.
So this is an exclusive for Graham and Nathan's Little
this
Big Podcast.
Is an exclusive.
Rita
this
Ora
is, an
is bringing
exclusive.
Out a
sausages.
Range of sausages.
No, wait until you see for Spring 19 big, huge celebrity.
Should we call be dead?
Collaboration.
And Deborah, just to wrap it up. Is this a platonic relationship that we have, or do you want to maybe try something?
Do you know what? I think we'll keep it as friends. I don't know if you're ready for that.
That's exactly what I expected her to say.
Oh,
know. She's
I just got a
you.
Message right now saying
I'm lying.
I'm lying.
Oh my!
She's messaging me saying I'm lying.
This is sick.
Can I just say for the reference that you to all of your millions of listeners that I was completely taken off guard here or caught off guard here, and I was in the middle of eating soup at the table with people at work.
And so you said bread, and you've been off bread for a good few months, and you're relapsing. What's going on?
I'm not relapsing.
You are. Yeah, you're having bread, and you sent us both a picture on WhatsApp of you eating chocolate and sweets.
Harry Bowes last night.
And it was a Tuesday. It was a goddamn Tuesday.
It's been a tough week.
All right, Deb, well, enjoy your date tonight.
I can't believe he's just did this to me.
Bye.
Do you have a date tonight?
Bye.
Do you have a date tonight?
We au revoir, should we say?
Au revoir, Mr.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Bisou. Bisou is kisses in French. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ah, there's Deb.
That's Deb.
Do you want to just quickly say about your
Sean pisses me off.
Wow. We just had a nice call there.
Sean, friend of the podcast, I'll keep it quick. He had one job, and you know how much I love playing for Ranelagh Gaels.
Of course.
And you know how I'm not embedded really into the whole culture yet. I don't feel like I'm part of the group. However, I've been given a responsibility really, like, it's been a really big job. Responsibility of the people who look after the bibs, who look after the cones, and look after the water bottles are, like, seasoned Ranelagh Gaels players. And then 2 weeks ago, one of the players wasn't going to make the next training session. He goes, lads, anyone want to take the water bottles? And I stood up and I go, me. I'll take the goddamn water
bottles. I'll tell you, the water is good in Stillorgan.
It's good water in Stillorgan. I even fixed the water bottle carrier with some tape. I found it was very dear to me. I brought it to 3 different training sessions. And I said, I'm not going to be able to make Tuesday night's training session. And I was giving Sean a lift. And what I should have done, and for anybody goes, lads, I'm not going to be at training next Tuesday. Will someone take the water bottles? But I trusted my good friend Sean.
Of course, you need to have trust and friendship.
When I brought him home, I go, Sean, will you bring the water bottles next week? He goes, of course I will. And I go, perfect. I want to tell the lads I'm not going to training because they'll have the water. They'll be water because a friend is someone you're supposed to be able to trust.
Absolutely. If there is no trust, there's no friend. There's trust and friendship. What?
So, I put up on my Instagram story. I go, Sean Reedy, follow him. He's going to look after the water bottles. I was getting suspicious about 7 o'clock when I was getting no activity. He wasn't tagging me and I was watching his Instagram stories because I told him to put up some stories. He ended up not going to training, not telling anybody he wasn't going to training.
Nope.
And that means they had a training session last night without any water.
And whose fault is that?
Mine. Because everyone goes, Graham was the last person to have the water bottles. So Graham should have been here and Graham didn't tell anyone about going to training. Now, I would have been fine enough to tell them I'm not going to training, except if you have the bibs, cones or water bottles. And Sean didn't tell me before he didn't go training. So I could have messaged the group and goes, by the way, that's really sorry. Could you bring your own bottles of water? He waited to tell me a quarter to 10 at night time.
You'd be gutted.
And the worst thing about it is he had a little smirk on his face, knowing full well that tomorrow night when I'm in training, which is Thursday, which is today, or yesterday, whenever he did it, listening, I'm going to have to own up and go, sorry, boys, I wasn't here. And they all know I was watching the Liverpool game. I could have slipped under the radar without going to training if I didn't have the water bottles. But I had the water bottles, so where's Graham? And all over my Instagram, I'm watching Liverpool PSG.
The worst thing is, have you ever trained without water?
It's
so difficult.
It's so bad.
So they probably had the worst training session in their life. And you have to put up your hand as well.
I will. Don't worry.
Naive. You were naive for trusting a man called Sean.
That's what happens when I let my guard down. And that's why this is a little nugget of information I'm going to give to you. Never trust anyone.
Is that a good moral? Is that a good thing to
Well, it's what I have to live by now because of Sean.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I think it's been certainly interesting, entertaining. There's been a lot of guests on this week's podcast. And we're going to do an exclusive right now. Co-line.
Play it now?
Now.
We're going out to Singapore to play. Bangkok.
Feels weird. So, South Korea as well. Brilliant.
Then when you get there, well, we can't announce that.
It's like not North Korea.
No. I'd love you went to North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Just to try and solve the problems there.
Yeah, come on, can we just fix this, lads?
Come on.
Just sing High Hopes at the border. Everything will be fine. Okay. Codaline, your new single, Head Held High. Watch the video. Is there always a general story going on in your videos? Because you have the story in the song, but then also the video tells the story as well. Is that a general thing you try to do?
Yeah, we've done it with a lot of other videos, like High Hopes, All I Want, Brother as well. But the difference with this one is it's a happy song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody gets shot with a shotgun at the end.
Well, like, a little girl does get a load of food put all over.
Yeah.
Which is kind of enjoying because she was a little brat.
That's the most you can do with kids these days. You can't shoot them with shotguns anymore.
She was being a bit of a dope. And do you help write the stories or does someone else come in and do it?
That's someone else normally.
You're too busy.
I mean, no, it's actually, they've all been us actually. No, like, we're fortunate enough that we've got to work with some great people. Like Stevie Russell is amazing. He did a lot of our videos in the past. And we worked with a new
James Fitzgerald.
James Fitzgerald.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
On this video.
And shed a tear. So yeah.
And shed a tear as well.
It's kind of, yeah, we just, as Steve was saying, we've been very lucky that we got to work with some amazing people, and they come to us with all these kind of amazing ideas after hearing the song. So it kind of makes our job easy.
We're That's cool. Like,
yeah, guys, sound awesome. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a big
I've
fan.
I've never heard of you.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who you
I
are.
I don't like you.
Because you are creeping me out right now.
Get out of my studio.
Guys, I'm a big fan. Okay. It started off, my kind of me being a fan, was when I was flicking on Made in Chelsea.
What?
I was by myself, just wearing boxers. You know, the
What's
old man
excuse?
Was beside me. Don't know why I said by myself. Yeah. But I saw you boys.
Was he in his boxers too?
He was. It's a family
it's
tradition.
A family thing.
Okay, it was right. Tuesday.
Yeah.
But you were on Made in Chelsea. First of all, how did you get on that show?
I think one of the people on it, I've never watched it, but one of the people on it, the blonde-haired guy.
Jamie Lang.
That's his name.
He's a
sweet,
he's a sweet guy.
Oh Jamie Lannister,
Jamie
Lannister, Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah, the king guy on the throne.
Okay. Can you just, this is purely selfish just for me, because I'm always trying to rack my brain as to, like, is it a real show or is it not? What's going on there?
No, it's not.
God, you're broken
his heart.
This is a horrible day.
It's like...
they all go into their separate trailers after the scene, you know? There's none of that.
Like, we recreated this party scene.
Yeah.
Like over and over again.
No, it was a festival. It was
a festival. It was like a fake festival.
One of them so rich they threw their own festival. It's just like, oh, okay.
But,
I believe this.
No, but your man Jamie's really cool.
Nice guy. Yeah. Founder of Candy Kittens, I will say.
Oh,
quite a popular sweet in England. You can have that, boys. We're always winning. This is a free show.
I saw on your YouTube channel you're starting Codaline TV, where you're basically just recreating Gogglebox.
Yeah, because they won't let us on the show.
Yeah, we're just going to keep doing that until we're on it.
What's your favourite show at the moment? I saw you watching Love Island. Were you a fan during the summer?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I just don't understand the show, and I think I made that point very clear during it. I was just like, I don't understand.
Well, Vinny, if you're single and you're scared of dying alone, you're going to go onto an island. Believe me, I believe there's a Irish Love Island, and if you guys can tweet me to get me on.
Where would they do it in Ireland? Like Achill Island?
Yeah. Achill Island, a few sheep.
Tasty tin lads. Like
narrow jumpers.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Nathan is recently single. Do you guys have any advice for how
I'm
we can find
Tinder.
Love again? He got his heart broken.
I'm on a lot of Tinder.
Like, it was smashed.
Well, you did say at the start of this interview, or before, like, that you went on holidays with your ex. That's pretty the problem. Like.
Trying to salvage it. I went down on one knee, and she was making out with another man in front of me. Probably wasn't the best. He was pretty good looking, though, so the offer did stand for him as well. Sorry, guys, I'm embarrassed. I'm flustered right now. You've caught me on edge.
Moving on from Nathan's weird life.
I'm pretty comfortable here.
Okay, no. What I want to say is, guys, Tinder. Have we been on Tinder before?
I met my girlfriend on Tinder.
Yes.
No way.
Mark, please share.
No.
Open up.
Yeah. I've shared enough.
Share your girlfriend.
No, I've never met her, and I have to send her €10,000 a month, but she's real.
That's good.
Just to have a title.
What do you make? Your album was released in a couple of days, Politics of Living, but what do you make of the state of the Irish music scene right now? Because Electric Picnic, Gavin James got a massive crowd, Wild Youth, Picture This. Like, it's exploding right now.
It's amazing. I mean, like Gav James, he's on fire, he's awesome. While you are cool.
Oh, hold on, sorry. I have to just mention one thing really quickly. Versatile, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
They, like, apparently blew the roof off the tent. And, like, I think they were playing the same time as Kendrick Lamar. And they were pulling, like, Kendrick-sized crowds. And they're, young kind of group from Dublin.
Saw pictures from, like, the Corona set and picture this.
I was at the Corona. It was unbelievable.
There's so many big Irish bands now that can pull in huge numbers. So it's kind of...
Are you kind of like, oh, go away?
No,
we want all the market to ourselves.
Everyone kind of meets everyone and kind of, it's great.
Well, it is nice because Coronas did bring on Gavin James, brought on the guys from Hudson Taylor, Ham Sandwich as well. So it's really good that you all seem to be friends in the industry.
Like, even like the music industry is so small, like, you know, so everybody does know everybody and everybody kind of knows what everybody's at, like, you know, so, and that's a really nice thing, like, you know, I think it's great.
In a past life, I would have liked to have been a rock star myself. I'll be honest with you, since I've become single, I've ordered a keyboard from Germany. It's a Thomann.
Oh, Thomann.
Yeah,
so it came the other day. It's pretty crap, I'll be honest with you. Well, I've never played the musical instrument before, but I'm just saying one of the things why I'd like to be a musician is going to these sort of celebrity parties. Have you, I don't know, have you ever gone to something crazy in like the Beverly Hills?
Yeah, we went to Main Chelsea. It was,
is it just the Main Chelsea?
Yeah, we kind of like try and avoid all that stuff, to be honest. Like,
we've
really,
been to like the odd one in LA, which already sounds really, it's kind of, it's so awkward because... What do you talk to them about?
Yeah, me and Nathan are socially awkward creatures, so that would stress us out, the thought of having to go to mingle with celebrities.
I used to show up at a party with a couple of cans and stick them in the fridge. When you show up at these parties, it's like...
It's socially unacceptable to bring a bag of cans to these
and to be
parties.
Drunk.
Yeah.
I find it weird, like carrying cans of Tuborg and walking by Selena Gomez.
I'd find that weird as well.
Does she?
Big fan of Tuborg. Yeah,
I heard it's Devil's Bitch.
No, it's Karpacki.
Oh, Karpacki. Yeah.
She sings about a Karpacki.
Before we finish up, we are going to. I don't know. Before we wrap up, we're going to play a little game.
Oh, can we promote our album? Actually,
yeah, we can. Of course,
you can.
Savage. Our album's coming out on the 28th. Of September. It's called Politics 11.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many tracks are on the album?
12.
Nice number. You don't.
But it's not too long.
Yeah, you don't be like
45,
Drake.
It's 45 minutes.
Oh, lovely. And is it a different sound? So you're saying recent happy? Yeah, feelings.
Yeah. Well, we've changed up our sound completely.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. A
Follow
lot,
Your Fire is a kind of epic kind of. Yeah,
it's one of those ones. Yeah,
yeah. No, we worked with a lot of different people, and kind of before we started making the album, we said that to ourselves we didn't want to make the same album again.
Yeah,
so that's the result is Politics.
That's brilliant.
Album, so, yeah.
There we go.
Unreal. Thank you very much. Well, before we go, as I said, we're going to play a game. The last time you were on with us, Steve, you played this game. And I know you remember well. I know you do. It has got to get it wrong. It's where you had to get the questions wrong.
No, all right.
The last time you came on, you got a score of 10, which was pretty poor.
Out of what?
Out of, well, however many
out
questions.
Out of 2,000.
I do the bare 20 questions. I go onto Mozilla Firefox, then I decide I don't need to go onto this browser, and then I go onto Microsoft Word.
So what happens is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions
wrong. So why
don't
we start and go this way? Jay,
but do you want to do that way?
Well, how are you doing that?
A whole band. Yeah. That's actually really good.
That's interesting.
Well, so we should get extra points because, like, we're.
Well, we'll see what you do. I'm feeling confident.
We get double points. Immediately.
I just get the stopwatch.
Okay, so it has to be wrong. You've got to give the wrong answer.
I'll give you the rules. This is what we say every single morning. Guys, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only have a couple of seconds.
I just had like some
I
random
know.
Can we get one quick example?
So, Nathan, give me a quick example.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Sugar.
There Volkswagen. We go. Great answer,
but you can't say Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
I
would have Volkswagen.
I was just joking.
Okay, so will we start with Steve? Jason, who wants to start? Let's go. Okay, Jason, you want to start? Nathan, you ready to go?
When I'm in the mindset, I'm not going to even be looking at you guys, so don't try and like prod me or anything. I'm in my own world. I'm like Bruce Forsyth on Strictly Come Dancing.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Sing a Codeline song.
La 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 la.
Name an Irish band.
AC/DC.
What boy band was Niall Horan in?
The Script.
Do your best Bruce Forsyth impression.
How's it going?
What TV show is Doc Cotton in?
Home and Away.
What TV show is Little Mo in?
Game of Thrones.
What rhymes with whiskey?
Farts.
How do you spell juicy?
P-X-Y.
What's 78 minus 9?
4.
15 plus 24 is 38. True or false?
6.
What's the main ingredient? What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Sugar.
What sport does Novak Djokovic play?
Curling.
What day is tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Speak Chinese.
Gurumaga.
Speak Spanish.
Hell yeah!
Speak French.
Alright.
What noise does a dung beetle
out
make?
Out of time!
Oh, that was really epic.
A nice flow to that. Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Score, Nathan.
The last question. Oh, last question.
I enjoyed that. Guys, so, did you have fun?
So where do you get the questions?
So are the answers written down then?
To be honest.
No, no.
So this man prepares the entire show, okay? He's in front of the buttons. He's doing everything. I just get given a sheet of paper. I write down the 20 questions. You know,
and act like you don't care about it.
You know, I was happy with my Bruce Forsyth on the little Mo questions. I were. Yeah. So I will
last
say...
Last time you came on, a year ago, you got 10, and that was just Steve by himself.
As a band...
We're more wronger together.
You got 14!
Yes!
Come on!
Yes! Hey! Amazing! Come on! Well done, Codeline. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, Morning. And as you said, your album Politics Living is out September 28th. Go get it, go buy it, go stream it, go download it, do everything you can. And thanks very much for joining us, guys.
Awesome. Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for making it to the end of Graham and Nathan's Little Wig Podcast. If you loved the show this week, make sure you rate and review. Help other people find the podcast by giving it a 5-star rating and a nice review. Help to push it up the charts and let other people discover the magic of Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. They'll be back next week. I'm Uncle Snork. See you later.